With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello, chickens. This is the fabulous Adam Richard, and I have a theory.
Oh, hey, chickens. Welcome into the Theory Dome, the Pillow Fort Theory Dome. While I recuperate, the Pillow Fort Theory Dome, take two. And it feels weird because I already did this, like I did a full hour. I talked at myself for an entire hour, and now that lives in some sort of mysterious limbo because according to the cloud people where it's supposed to have popped out, they're like, no, you didn't wait for it to save. I'm like, yeah, I did. And then my browser crashed because your stupid cloud program maxed out the RAM and it went because apparently it doesn't do incremental saving at this particular, anyway, let's not go into that. I'm not going to name them because I don't want people to go there and find out that it's terrible. Let's just pretend. Anyway, I'm recording this offline and then I'm going to have to upload it and then edit it and hopefully my backup will live forever. Anyway, I'm very despondent. It's been very difficult. Like, and also the support people like that I was dealing with at this unnamed podcasting platform were only online weekdays at midnight. Like, how is that helpful to anybody? Anyway, I think there were two of them, and I'm sure they're both robots because, you know, I'd leave my message and they're like, what are you having a problem with? It's like, I just wrote like 17 sentences about what my problem is. Anyway, as you were, you don't need to hear about me. And like, and the only reason I had to use this thing is because I can't get to my computer because my leg is too long to fit in my little podcasting cupboard because it's a giant desktop computer. I don't have a, like my laptop's like a Chromebook, so it runs out of RAM real quick. Anyway, you don't need to hear about my problems. My problems are my problems. These are many excuses for why this is late. Sorry for the delay. Anyway, we are continuing the 60th anniversary rewatch of the very first Doctor Who story, An Unearthly Child, and we've gotten up to episode 4, The Firemaker. And when we last left it, the Doctor, his granddaughter Susan, Ian and Barbara, Susan's teachers. I mean, it's a when you think about it, it's an eclectic group. It's like, oh yeah, they're my teachers. We just brought them along for the ride. They didn't want to come. This is a non-consensual TARDIS trip. So the four of them have escaped from a tribe who were trying to, well, I don't know. They were trying to make fire, and they seemed to believe that the Doctor held the secret of fire because he was smoking a pipe. I know. I've not seen the Doctor smoke since. I'm sure John Pertwee had the odd cigar at the club. This was always going down the club, wasn't he, John Pertwee? Hanging out with his mates at the club. I said to Twiggy, to Knackers, Lord Malmesbury. I'm making up people now. Anyway, so this is where we are. The Doctor and the crew have escaped from the people, and just as they get to the TARDIS, cave people pop up from behind dunes and shrubs and block the way. It's a really spooky, effective scene. Like, I was like, ooh, that's nice. I like that. That's terrifying. And behind them, there are other people. So they get dragged back to the cave. And back in the cave, Her's dad. And I'm wondering now if Her's dad is called him. Him says, no, it's not. He says, they're coming. And everyone comes back in. And Cal says, I'm the leader now. Because Zar killed the old woman. Oh, my God. He's still, like, so this is the murder mystery that is why no one has seen through his, like, ludicrous behavior. So he went and talked to the old woman. The old woman told him a bunch of things. And then he told everyone that Zar killed the old woman. But how did he have a conversation with the old woman if she was already dead at Zar's hand? Like, it's the worst murder mystery of all time. Why has no one seen through this? Like, anyway. Her is furious and is like, no, he didn't kill her. We left her alive in the cave. So the Doctor points out, because regardless of the logic flaw in Cal's, you know, assertion that the old woman told him things and then the old woman was killed by Zar, but those things happened in a different order. The Doctor points out that Zar's knife has no blood on it, which is mysterious because he did get attacked by a monster, some sort of tigery thing, but he didn't get his knife out, I guess. But yeah, Zar's knife has no blood on it, and the Doctor tells Cal, is like, oh yeah, his knife's better than yours, and tricks him into showing his knife. Like, so Cal gets his knife out and is like, yeah, my knife's way better, and the Doctor's like, well, your knife's got blood on it. Which apparently is overwhelming evidence, and it just, like, he tumbles. He tumbles like a character at the end of Poker Face, when Natasha Lyonne is just like, gone, yeah, you're lying. She says a different word, but I'm not going to say that here because this is a family podcast. Anyway, he's just like, oh, no, Space Columbo's got me. he's like, yeah, all right, I killed the old woman. And Ian and the Doctor convince the rest of the tribe to throw him out. So, which apparently involves throwing rocks at him. And Zar, who's, you know, vaguely injured, gets up and helps. And Ian makes a point of telling Zar that Cal is not stronger than the whole tribe. And Ian says, look, if you take us out to the desert, we'll make fire for you. And Zar's like, no, lock them back up in the Cave of Skulls. I'm so glad that this trope that has been longstanding in Doctor Who of escaping, running away, getting caught and being locked back up in the very place that they ran away from, just to pad out episode 3 usually. I'm glad that this trope has started right back here. Like, honestly, like, realistically, this is only a 3-episode story, the Cave of Skulls business, the fireless people, and they still had to have an entire episode where they run away and they get caught and they put back in the cave. Like, I like it's ridiculous. It's like, it's a tradition. We can call it a tradition now. It's not a trope. It's a Doctor Who tradition, that the Doctor and friends must escape, run around for an entire episode, and then get caught and popped back into wherever they were being locked up. That is, I mean, it happens a lot in Big Finish. Mainly, I think, because the Big Finish stories are trying to stick to the 4-episode format. Like, for a very long time, they just went, oh, yeah, that's Doctor Who stories are 4-25 minutes. Also, that fit quite neatly on 2 CDs, like when they were selling them mainly on CDs before they went to, like, digital. I mean, you can still buy the CDs now because they call them box sets and they come in little boxes. But, you know, who's got room for that? Like, that's just dust magnets. It's clutter. So much clutter. Marie Kondo would be furious if she saw the Big Finish website and how much they want to come to your house. she'd be like, no, get downloads. Dust takes up no room. You don't have to dust it. And him, while I'm over here folding t-shirts. Oh, by the way, did you see that Marie Kondo, since having kids, has gone, yeah, I've given in. There's mess and I just live with it. I'm like, what? Marie Kondo loves mess now? She's just like, yeah, kids are chaotic. You can't deal with it. I'm like, yeah, see? I'm not a kid, but I'm chaotic. Please let me deal with my own mess. So how did we get here? Anyway, the Big Finish stories, because they're trying to do, you know, old school Doctor Who style with four episodes. Often they get to the middle of like episode two or three and it's like, oh, we need some padding here. And they run around and get caught and escape. And then they get caught again. But yeah, I mean, because the storytelling in Big Finish is kind of as fast-paced as the modern series. Not as many visual shortcuts, obviously, because it's an audio medium. But yeah, like it's still kind of like really breakneck storytelling pace a lot of the time. And it's like four episodes. That's like 2 hours. Like that's a lot of story. And they, yeah, they end up having to have some weird padding where they just are like, no, we've been captured again from this thing. We just got escaped from there for a whole episode and then we're back in the hole. it's what happens in Doctor Who, and I'm glad to see it stretches all the way back to episode 4.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.